Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The right fielder, Dell Alston. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Pete Broberg. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Daryl Jackson. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alston. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Alston steals second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground for an out. Wallace moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Carew steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley scores. Carew moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires to first and picks off Revering. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Broberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alston hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Page steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alston hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Edwards reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Page hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Page reaches third base with a triple. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Page scores. Horton moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Willie Horton. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Guerrero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Guerrero reaches second base with a double. Delone scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Guerrero moves to third. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alston is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston. Powell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Elias Sosa now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch runs for Glenn Borgman. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong bunts in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Butch Weiniger now catching. Mike Marshall now pitching. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Woodard pinch runs for Mario Guerrero. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires to first and picks off Woodard. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Revering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive towards third. Duncan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Glenn Burke pinch runs for Taylor Duncan. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Essien bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Burke moves to third. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball towards center. Ford catches it and throws to home to double up Burke. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.